This is the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. Hello and welcome to a special edition of the podcast. This is Bob Baker, your host. So this week here between Christmas and New Year's, one, I want to talk about something that I encourage you to do this week before the very end of 2020. And then finally, I'll let you know how you can meet me live and interact live on Zoom this coming Saturday, January 2nd. All right, so let's dive into that first one. This is something that I always recommend that people do, and I do it myself at the very end of every year before you launch into the new year and start looking forward. But I will admit this year, this idea will be particularly difficult because it was such not only a weird year, but it's for many people, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people, it was a tragic year. So many things happened that caused people to struggle and feel grief and pain, but there was also a lot of positive things and encouraging things that took place. So what I'm going to ask you to do, again, this might be very difficult for you, but look back on the past 12 months, and before we put this year behind us, which a lot of people want to do, what were the blessings? What were the hidden gems or realizations or unexpected outcomes that you can just take a moment and savor? Now, keeping in mind that a lot of people lost loved ones to COVID, and if that describes you, my heart goes out to you. I can't imagine that sense of loss. And I can understand how you just want to put this year behind you and move forward. But even in those tragic situations or situations where you lost a job or a dream that you've been pursuing was put on hold, is there some glimmer of positivity or some blessing that you can just look back on and end the year on whatever type of positive note you can muster? And in the extreme case of possibly losing someone, a friend, a relative, a parent, a child, whether it was COVID-related or not, there had to be some sort of a silver lining, something that you can take with you. Did you learn something about this person? Did a long-lost friend or family member come forward as a result of this person passing that led to a new connection? And no matter what challenges you face, did you learn something about yourself in the process? And let's not ignore the other side of the coin, which is a lot of people thrived in some ways, or in many ways, during 2020. As for myself, I experienced a lot of the frustrations that you did with not being able to get together with friends and family. I worried when a growing number of friends tested positive, including my own daughter. She's fine now, but I have lost friends to this. I had one friend in Nashville who was actually in the critical care unit. They were telling him to say goodbye to his family, and somehow, through prayer and determination, he fought back, and he's now recovering at home. But for me, there were some blessings. I'm just going to give you some examples from my own life, and maybe it will inspire you to find some of your own. But one, I'm very blessed that I've set myself up to make a living basically working from home. So I wasn't completely disrupted when I couldn't go out as often as I used to. And I'm happy to say that the growth of my YouTube channel was pretty amazing over the last 12 months. So I'm thankful for that. You may or may not know that I also teach and perform improv comedy. It's just an art form that I've been passionate about for many years. And before March of 2020, I used to have these weekly in-person classes in my hometown of St. Louis every Thursday night. And I had a steady following of students. And when the pandemic struck and social distancing kicked in, I was thinking, God, can I really take this online and do it on Zoom? But we tried a couple classes and they went pretty well. And I've been doing them every Thursday since. I've made it work. It's not ideal, but I found ways to use the unique qualities of Zoom and the online environment to make the best of it. And the added benefit is I have people from other cities now who would never be able to attend my classes in St. Louis are now joining us on Zoom and connecting in that way. And for many of these people, especially those who live alone or that still work at stressful jobs, having this weekly time to get together for 90 minutes or so and just laugh and be creative and fun with like-minded people has really been beneficial for those who attend my classes. And by the way, if you want to learn more about those and join us some Thursday night, just go to this website, improvstl.com, and learn more about it there. And another 2020 blessing that comes to mind is that my girlfriend Pookie and I got a new dog from a stray rescue place where my daughter works. He's a little four-year-old terrier. We called him Kaoni. And what a blessing he has been to our household. I jokingly say it's the son I never have. I have the one daughter and now the son, Kaoni. We just celebrated our first Christmas with him. So that's been a source of joy these past several months. So do your best to look back on this year and just look for the little things. Look for the simple things that maybe brought you joy, something you learned about yourself, something you learned about someone else, whether they're still here or they have moved on to the next realm. Try not to move forward just cursing everything that happened this year, although I understand if you feel that way. But counting your blessings and gratitude, I've said it many times, I'll say it again here. The best way to enhance your life is to be thankful for where you are, be thankful for what you currently have, be thankful for the experiences you've had in your life up till this point. No, they may not all be pleasant, and yes, you would like to go back and have things turn out differently, but they all made you who you are today. And just do your best to see the beauty in that if you can. And one more thing, I mentioned a way that we can actually interact live on Zoom this coming Saturday, and I'm really excited about it. I mentioned it in recent episodes, but throughout the month of January, I am presenting a program called Turbocharge Your Life 2021. Dozens of people from around the world have already signed up for it. There are a lot of perks that come with it. We have four live Zoom calls, the first of which is this Saturday. I give you a free digital copy of my book, The Passion Principles. There are some exclusive worksheets just for this program and a curated set of affirmation recordings that I encourage you to listen to specifically geared toward this program. Yes, there's an aspect of affirmations and positive mindset with this. But what I'm doing is asking everyone to choose a passion project. This is something that you have been wanting to do. It might be write a book, create art, music, monetize one of your hobbies, or even something like start a new healthy lifestyle. But you most likely have something like this that you have been putting off, you've been procrastinating, it's been on the back burner. And I'm going to ask you to identify that thing and make some progress with it in January. Take baby steps to move forward with it, and you won't be doing it alone. You'll be doing it with a community of like-minded people who are also on the same journey. I love these programs. I've done many similar ones over the years. It's always so inspiring and energizing to connect with people, to witness the relationships that form and the ways that everybody supports each other. And I really love these Zoom calls where we get to interact in real time. So it starts January 2nd, so don't delay. I do have a link in the show notes, but the website is gum.co/turbo2021. That's gum like gum.co/turbo2021. And so jump on that. I would love for you to join us. So that's what I have here the week between Christmas and New Year's 2020. I look forward to bringing a lot more podcast episodes to you in the new year. Have a great week. Happy holidays. Happy New Year. I really appreciate you listening. And until next time, this is Bob Baker saying so long for now.
Do you think of yourself as a creative entrepreneur or a heart-centered business person? Perhaps you're a musician, author, artist, or performer. Or maybe you're a coach, teacher, or energy worker. Or you just have an inspired message you want to share with more people. If this describes you, I invite you to join the Magnetize Your Tribe community. This is where you'll learn how to attract perfect, soul-aligned fans and paying customers without feeling spammy, boastful, or overwhelmed. I'll share the principles that allowed me to grow my YouTube channel to hundreds of thousands of subscribers and the lessons I've learned from publishing 16 books, attracting a sizable online following, and being self-employed for the past 20 years. Just visit bobbakerinspiration.com/heart. And it's free to join. That's bobbakerinspiration.com/heart.